Chapter 6. Jason was a mess. He was supposed to meet Danny at Phantom's Oasis soon, and he was overthinking everything big time. He had ended up texting Danny the same day to ask him on a date, and had been thrilled when the man had agreed, even if he did tease Jason relentlessly for asking him over a text message. But now, the day was here. The plan was simple. He had made a picnic basket full of snacks. Finger foods, sandwiches, and fruit filled the basket, along with a bottle of wine and some glasses. He'd already thrown a blanket in his container on his motorcycle and was currently attaching the basket to the back of the bike. He had been going crazy trying to think of something to do, and after learning from one of the ghosts in the coffee shop that Danny liked space, well, it gave him the perfect idea for a date. Jason looked over everything on his bike before he let out a breath, the sound of fire steaming out escaping him as he did. This was fine. This was totally fine. Danny was going to enjoy the date. He swung his leg over and revved the bike once before he took off down the street. The crime lord soon found himself in front of the coffee shop and smiled as Danny stepped out and waved at him, his eyes glowing ever so slightly in the dark night. "I don't think I've ever gone on a date at midnight before," Danny said, throwing his leg over the seat and sliding in, his chest just barely pressing against Jason's. "Well, it's the perfect time for what I have planned," Jason said, flames crackling in a low ember, sparks crackling and popping in the air combined with little chirps and whistles. He glanced back at the man and smiled. He was dressed comfortably, just like Jason had told him to. He had on some t-shirt for a band Jason had never heard of, covered by an old flannel and a pair of, Jesus Christ, was this man trying to kill him? Leggings! Jason forced himself to look away and gave a pointed look at the side compartment. Helmets in that compartment. Danny let out a hum. I'm dead, Jace. I don't need a helmet. Besides, I like the wind whipping through my hair. Can't believe you don't believe in motorcycle safety, Jason said with a forlorn sigh. The flames in his ghost speak were rumbling now, the sounds of fire crackling and popping in a fireplace. It was a comfort to him to hear the words form through the flames and smoke. Using ghost speak provided something that Jason had never expected. It gave him a sense of comfort, even for himself. He'd never have the voice that he used to, and he had long accepted that. But knowing that his flames and chirps and whistles gave him a way to communicate with at least some people, it was far more reassuring than he had ever expected it to be. To know that he wasn't just completely and totally voiceless, that someone still understood him. That a lot of someones understood him. Danny had opened up an entire world to him, and it had Jason excited to learn more about it, to explore his more ghostly side. Sure, he was actually fully living, unlike Danny, who had yet to even show Jason his ghost side, but he was still dead adjacent according to his, well, whatever Danny was to him, and that meant he was a part of the ghost community. His ghost lessons with Danny had even been going far better than Jason had expected. He had learned so much about himself from Danny and the other ghosts that things that he had wondered about since he'd come back to life were now starting to make sense to him. His pit rage wasn't something he could heal. It wasn't something that was wrong with him either. Danny had helped him realize that. The pit rage was what had let him come back in the first place. Even if Talia hadn't taken his body to the Lazarus pits to restore his mind, he would still have fully come back. From how Danny explained it, his mindless stumbling was normal in Revenants. Their bodies would wake first, and slowly their minds came back to them. It was apparently because they were forcing themselves back to life, something that not even ghosts did. Ghosts didn't choose whether they came back as a ghost or not. It was something that just happened. They just woke up in the ghost zone and were there. I believe in motorcycle safety for people who need it. Like you, you're still soft and squishy and wouldn't survive if we got in a bad wreck. Me? I'll just get up, he said with a shrug. Fire sizzled, displaying Jason's annoyance, and Danny let out a sigh. Here, what if I just do this? He asked before a bright flash of light surrounded him. Jason looked back to find a different person staring back at him. He had the same face, but that was it. Danny's ghost form was beautiful. He gave Jason a small smile, his eyes shining that same bright green that Jason's would flash when the rage reared its head. His black hair was inverted, now stark white and floating lightly. It reminded him of his own white streak, showing that he was dead adjacent. Danny's skin took on a more bluish-green color and, oh, holy shit, Did he have fangs? Jason let out a coo. Your fangs are adorable, he crooned, little pops of a candle flame coming out of his core. Danny just flashed him a grin, showing more than just little fangs, but rows of sharp teeth. Jason couldn't help but lick his lips behind his helmet. Who'd have thunk that this would do it for him? Can we go now? Danny asked, arching an eyebrow in expectation. Jason shook himself for a moment before he turned back, not before noticing the adorable way Danny's ears ended in points. Jason chuckled to himself, little putters of crackling flames coming out as he did, before he sped off down the street, Danny's arms wrapped tight around his waist as he drove through the streets until they were out in the middle of nowhere, nothing but open fields in their wake. Where are we going? Danny asked, electricity popping and sizzling around them both. It's a surprise, Jason responded, his flames interweaving with the electricity that sizzled through the air. Danny let out a whine and banged his head against the area between Jason's shoulder blades. He just smiled and shook his head before he turned down another road and soon made it out to the empty field. They were finally out far enough where the light pollution was gone and the clouds were mostly clear. It's beautiful out here, Danny whispered as Jason parked the bike. I used to live out in the Midwest, you know, if you couldn't tell from my accent, he said with a soft laugh as the two got off the bike once Jason had powered it down. I miss it. The lack of light pollution, the open fields. I'd just sit out and look at the stars for hours, wondering what it would be like to be up there with them. Jason smiled and listened to Danny talk as he grabbed the blanket from his luggage to spread out on the grass. He grabbed the picnic basket and set it out too, before he pulled off his helmet and set it beside him on the blanket. He patted the spot next to him, and Danny grinned widely before he changed back into his human form and sat down beside him. It's beautiful out here, he said softly, laying back on the blanket before he grabbed Jason's shoulder and pulled him down beside him. How well do you know astronomy? I know the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper, he said, making Danny giggle. His flames puttered a little, as though they were the flames of a birthday cake dancing wildly. He pointed a black-painted finger up at the sky. That one right there, that's Aquila. It has the star Altair in it. Altair is one of the brightest stars in the sky. Right above it, over there, Danny's hand swung up in the sky. That's Hercules, he said with a soft smile. Jason smiled and rolled to his side, not interested in the stars, not when he could see the ones on Danny's face. The freckles smattered across his cheekbones glowed slightly in the dark. Jason smiled at him, taking in the way his eyes seemed to be reflective in the night, as though he could see in the dark. His eyes traced along the bridge of Danny's nose and how it ended off rounded and perfect, traced the small cupid's bow in his lips at the perfect little arches at the top, even with his mouth spread out into a smile. He was just absolutely beautiful. Thanks, Danny said with a soft laugh, turning his face to Jason. He crinkled his nose. Didn't say anything, he said in a low rumble, the flames the same sound as a campfire that had been burning for hours on end. Danny slowly moved to rest one arm under his head and slipped a leg between Jason's. You don't have to, Danny said, his eyes sparkling in the moonlight. You haven't learned how to keep the ghost speak from hiding your emotions. It's like running commentary most of the time I'm around you. I think it's pretty adorable. Jason let out a whine and buried his face in his hands, embarrassed. Everything he had thought was displayed in the ghost speak, he couldn't control it. I'm afraid you haven't mastered that yet, Danny teased. I used to do it too. You'll learn how to suppress the flames and smoke. Until then, it's all going to come out. All of it, Jason complained, silently cursing his stupid ghost speak. He took it back. He hated it with a passion. Danny just giggled and shook his head. Don't worry about it. If I thought it was weird or cringy, I would have told you. The others all know what it's like too, so they won't say anything about it. All ghost adjacents or ghosts learn to deal with it in some way when they first form. We've all been there. Apparently, I was silently asking every ghost to come fight me when I first became a ghost, Danny said with a snicker, before he rolled onto his back and stared out at the sky. You never talk about your life, Jason said, reaching a hand up to brush hair out of Danny's face. Danny snorted. It was a mess, he admitted. You don't say much about yours either, he said in ghost speak, the electricity somehow making the hair on Jason's arms raise up. Jason blew out a breath. It's a lot. I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours, Danny said, glancing over at the vigilante once again. And with that, Jason indulged him. He sat up and started getting out the sandwiches and other snacks he'd prepared before pouring them both a glass of wine as he told Danny about his life. About growing up with the Todds, how he got adopted by Bruce after trying to steal the wheels off the Batmobile. He laughed to himself as he shared his exploits as Robin, how he thought he was magic, the beauty he saw in the world, and how for the first time in his life he had hope. Danny ate his sandwich quietly as Jason told him about his death, his core aching as he did, but there was also a lightness that started to slowly develop as he told Danny everything, shared his death, his reemergence back to the living world, and the fallout since then. Danny wiped a tear from Jason's cheek as he told Danny quietly of the incident with Bruce and Joker, how his throat had been sliced, the cords of his larynx severed, rendering him voiceless. By this point, Danny had his arms wrapped around Jason, the larger man laying his head against his chest. "It's all right," Danny murmured, brushing his fingers through Jason's hair. "It's all right, Jason. You're safe now." Jason let out a breath and hugged the scrawnier man tight. "It's fine, I'm moving on," he said gruffly, before he pulled away, brushing his hair out of his face and wiping at his eyes. The flames said otherwise, though, the sputtered flames of a fire going out clear in the air. Danny gave him a small smile. "I beat you, though. Died a whole year before you did," he said, his eyes sparkling mischievously in the moonlight as they flashed a light green color. Jason raised his eyebrow. "Deal's a deal." And with that, Danny took a sip of his wine and shook his head before he launched into his own tale. "My parents were mad scientists," he started. "Or still are, I guess. It's been 7 years. I don't know what they're up to anymore. But they definitely didn't believe in OSHA and had a lab in our basement," he said, a sad smile on his face as he stared far away, eyes unseeing. Jason listened with rapt attention as Danny told him about his death, coming back as a Haffa, how ghosts kept coming through to cause trouble, and he hadn't realized it was because baby ghosts needed to be enriched in play. He listened as Danny told him about how he finally told his parents on his 18th birthday, how his parents had acted as though it was okay at first, only for him to wake up on an operating table. He held Danny tight to his chest, thanking any god that would listen that he had Danny here with him, that he had managed to find this amazing person. Danny told him of his escape, how he managed to break free when his parents were distracted, and ran off into the portal and never looked back. "I spent the first 5 years exploring different dimensions, trying to find a new world for myself, one far away from my parents. I explored the infinite realms a lot and existed in my haunt until I was fully healed. A friend of mine told me about this dimension and said that there were places here with enough ectoplasm to keep me filled and healthy. So, I came. I explored for a while, and then a few months ago set up shop in Gotham. I realized being away from my parents and everything else meant I'd finally get the chance to just live my life the way I wanted. And that meant cultivating a place of peace and comfort for everyone, something I never had growing up." Danny gave him a wistful smile, resting his head on Jason's chest as they laid out on the blanket once more. "You're happy?" Jason asked, with a low rumble in his flames gently licking along the electricity that buzzed around them. Danny smiled. "Very, and somehow I've been even happier the last month," he said, glancing at Jason. "Didn't realize there was something else missing, you know?" Jason smiled and pressed a soft, delicate kiss to the top of Danny's head, his heart feeling light. He was thankful that he wasn't the only one who felt this newfound happiness. There was something about being in Danny's presence that made Jason just feel happier overall. "This is really nice," Danny said quietly, as the two laid out on the blanket. Jason hand-feeding Danny grapes and strawberries as they stared up at the sky, the two talking about their hopes and dreams, their ambitions. It was nice to just have someone to talk to about things outside of being a vigilante. They laid there for hours, talking and laughing with one another. "It's 4 in the morning, Danny said with a sigh, as he sat up and ran his fingers through his hair. "Might just close the shop for the day, or open late." He gave Jason a small smile. "If you don't have any plans, would you want to come back to my place, maybe keep things going?" Jason stared at Danny like a fish out of water as he slowly nodded his head, his mouth just slightly agape. Was Danny suggesting what he thought he was suggesting? Was he really wanting Jason to come home with him? For like a nightcap? Danny just grinned and pulled Jason off the ground. "Let's back up and go then," he purred out. Jason just nodded wordlessly and followed Danny's lead, excitement flooding his veins. End of chapter 6.